West Side right now.
There's a guy, Clark, that knows he's going to be following Lakers during the playoffs for us.
Well, remember, I have to work in Pigeon every single day. So, all right, let's take a look at other area games going on across the region in eight-player football. Two non-conference games of the NCTL, Morris at Weberville and St. Joseph MLS against Lawrence.
Give me Morris. Give me Lawrence. Don't think Lawrence is going to make the playoffs. And Morris, they're going to be a force. No matter who they play in the playoffs, if they get the right draw, they could be representing the NCTL in the Division II 8-player state finals.
Yeah, obviously not a whole lot to talk about here with these games. Weberville fighting for their playoff hopes at 4-4. Unfortunately, you got Morris coming in at 8-0. So give me Morris. Lawrence obviously going up against 0-8 St. Joseph's. Give me Lawrence.
Morris walks all over them. It's too bad Lawrence couldn't squeeze another victory in there somewhere, because they will win this game and probably miss. Well, obviously, they'll miss out by a game. It's too bad.
In the NCTL Red, Burton Madison at 1-6 at 0-8 Flint International. Genesee at 5-3. They are in Mount Pleasant against Sacred Heart at 5-2. In the NCTL White, Akron Fairgrove at New Haven Merritt. And Bay City All Saints gets the forfeiture win against CPS. Owen Gage at Caseville, both teams 4-4.
Ooh, let's talk about that Owen Gage Caseville game right there. This one, when we were on the pick'em panel, was probably one of the most difficult ones to pick. Owen Gage coming off a great win last week. Caseville put up a lot of points against Bay City All Saints, and because of that, I'm going to take Caseville, but I think this one, probably first one to 50, probably wins that game.
Yeah, if I wasn't at this game, I think I'd rather be at Owen Gage Caseville. But Owen Gage, like you said, coming off a big win last week, I wasn't really sure what to expect out of the Bulldogs after having 3 weeks off, no games. So it was nice to see that they're sticking with the season. Caseville, you know, dealing with a couple injuries here and there, but give me the Bulldogs.
Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart should win that game as well, guys. I don't know if I believe in Genesee, but I think I'm going to break the tie. Give me the home team. I'll take Caseville over Owen Gage. I think should be a quality, high-scoring basketball-like game.
In the NCTL Blue Division, Mayville hosting Kingston, Deckerville hosting Peck, and North Huron gets the forfeiture win against Dryden, who finishes the season now 5-4.
Those two blue games are very intriguing games. Kingston-Mayville could be just a warm-up for the playoffs. They could end up seeing each other again. I think Kingston's bounced back really nicely since losing to Deckerville, proving that they're a quality team and are itching for another shot at Deckerville. The Peck Pirates had a nice season going, a signature win against Mayville. We're unable to follow that up the last couple weeks, and I think ending them with Deckerville, very tough for them. Deckerville rolls into the playoffs, and I think they're going to get a couple home games out of it.
Yeah, I think Kingston-Mayville, Peck-Deckerville, two nice rivalry games there. Mayville playing at home against Kingston, that's a tough place to play. Unfortunately, Kingston has a little more firepower this year. But I think Mayville will keep that one closer than it should be. And unfortunately for Peck, they're running into a red-hot Deckerville team, so give me the Eagles.
I agree with that completely. I think Deckerville wins quite easily, and I think Kingston actually is in a little battle this week, but take Kingston anyways, they will end up winning that game.
Into the 11-player game, we have a lot of non-conference games. Saginaw MLS at Reese, North Branch at Caro, Vassar at Otisville, Lakeville, KPAC at Emily City, Grosse Pointe Woods at University Lehigh at Memphis, Armadog at Marlette. And then we get into our crossover games, and we'll hit those in a second.
I think the two that stick out, Saginaw MLS and Reese, we want to see that game because Harbor Beach and Ubley are definitely going to want to see some eyeballs on MLS. That MLS is pretty well locked into this district that's going to include Harbor Beach, Ubley, and probably Saginaw Nouvelle. So that's a very interesting one. And then the other one, it's a little bit out of our area, but this has playoff implications. If Carroll wins this game over North Branch, I believe the Tigers are going to get in the playoffs at 5-4. I think they're going to be able to muster enough points. So that's going to be a really interesting game to keep an eye on. They have played such better ball since Dave Bitzer has taken over as coach. And can they do it one more time and get themselves into the playoffs?
Yeah, I really feel like Carroll has the advantage here against North Branch. The Broncos coming off of a not-so-good loss against Croswell. And Carroll, they're rolling at this point in the season. If Carroll does happen to sneak in, Saginaw Swan Valley will be waiting for him, unfortunately. But this would be humongous for the program to get in. Give me Carroll tonight.
Carroll, to me, is a team that will win tonight because of the way their defense performed. Coach Bitzer gets thrust into the job. The offense ignites. Give him an extra week. He holds a Bad Axe team down to just a couple scores, which not many teams have been able to do this year. Certainly didn't know if Carroll had him in him, but certainly a scheme change, a little remotivation to make the playoffs. Coach Bitzer done a nice job through 2 weeks, and Carroll, look for them to pull the upset there at home and sneak into the playoffs.
In the Greater Thumb Conference crossover games, USA is at Brown City, Sandusky at Bad Axe, Cass City at Ubley, and of course Lakers at Harbor Beach.
Well, a lot of good games here. USA needs to end the season strong. I think they will, and I think they hopefully can carry that momentum in the next season. Then Sandusky Bad Axe, the same scenario we just talked about with Carroll and North Branch. We thought maybe last week knocked Bad Axe out of playoff contention. That is not the case. If Bad Axe wins this game, they are going to get enough points. They will make the playoffs, and then that changes everything in Division 7. So everything's still on the line for Bad Axe in that game. And then Ubley and Cass City, two teams that aren't going to be in the same division. But, hey, you know, it's a good tune-up for the playoffs. Give me Cass City in that one, but it should be a slugfest.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about Cass City, Ubley. Similar to this game, two teams that aren't going to see each other in the playoffs, but absolutely a good test for Cass City going into the playoffs, as well as for Ubley. Bad Axe, Sandusky, I don't know about you guys, but what I saw from Sandusky last week wasn't all that impressive, and I'd like to see the Hatchets get into the playoffs, so give me Bad Axe there.
It'll be interesting to see what Sandusky team shows up. The team we've seen from weeks 1 through week 7 or the team we saw last week, because if they are an angry Sandusky team looking to needing that little loss to motivate them before the playoffs, I wouldn't want to be Bad Axe this week. But obviously, we all hope in a way that Bad Axe wins that game. That would probably boot New Lothrop out of that district and slide Bad Axe in. And I can't imagine that would hurt the feelings of Cass City Lakers or Sandusky, obviously.
And, of course, the picks are in for our game of the week. The Lakers at Harbor Beach. Paul P. Adams taking Harbor Beach by 15 points. Doug Cole with Harbor Beach by 14. Dave Hansen with 12 points for Harbor Beach. And Mike Gallagher taking Lakers by 8 points right here on the WLW Sports Network. Bells, good luck to you out there. And it's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at those 7-1 Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom that has 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting this same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the new Ruger AR-450 and exclusive motto 77 Hawkeye 450. Your choice, only $799.95. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Randy's Hunting Center can drill and capture slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, offers custom sight in service, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Visit the website randyshuntingcenter.com and check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100. 800 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Valley Enterprises, a fast